Griffin is our guest, and he's from New England, like we established already. I think he's sick of this kind of topic. But anyway, we're going to go with it a little longer here, right?
It's all fun.
Now, when we had Brian Cushing on the show last year, we played a game called New Jersey or Not, because he's from Jersey. So we're going to play New England or Not with Ryan Griffin. And since I happen to go to school at Boston University, lived in Boston for a long time, you know, a lifetime ago, it's me versus you on New England trivia. And DB's going to ask the questions. We have buzzers,
have,
by the way.
Nothing to offer this game other than my question-asking abilities. So buzz in, guys, as soon as you know the answer. All right, first question. Which one of these bands or musicians is not from New England? New Kids on the Block, Beastie Boys, Aerosmith. Mark.
Beastie Boys.
It's so echoey. Beastie Boys is correct.
Yeah.
Did you have to do a process of elimination on that?
Yeah, I did. Because
you don't
sure
listen to New Kids.
I wasn't. Joe well, McIntyre? I knew New Kids were. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
And Aerosmith
yeah.
is. Boston
yeah, Aerosmith
all the way.
Is always back there.
So
yeah.
I did
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good start.
Smart.
Adam Sandler attended NYU, but did he grow up in New England or not?
Yes, he did. He grew up in Manchester, New Hampshire.
That's right. He was born in Brooklyn, but raised in Manchester. Very
good. And Mr. Deeds,
he goes back to Mandrake Falls.
Mandrake Falls.
Which does not exist. Okay. Everybody asks me about it. No, you're from, how close are you to Mandrake Falls?
It
doesn't
pretend.
Exist. Yes.
Are you a big Adam Sandler fan?
Yeah. Because unfortunately, he's a Yankee fan, though, which kind of turned me off a little bit.
Yeah,
but
understandable.
Yeah, I like his movies. But used to, anyway.
Okay.
All right. Name the six states that make up New England. Go for it.
Yeah, we got Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
Yes.
See, a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't even know there were six states.
I'm just slow on the trigger there.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. 2-1.
Name of the New England MLS team.
Go ahead. I'll take the Revolution.
Yes.
There it is.
You watched the Revolution.
Only the Patriots won as infrequently as the Revolution does. Okay.
All right. Name of the Connecticut native and Rhode Island School of Design graduate that created Family Guy.
Oh,
you guys
McFarlane?
Know this?
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane. Yeah.
I interrupted him.
You just yelled out the answer.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's all right. We both know.
We're very excited to show off our New England knowledge today. Okay. I'm learning things as we go, too. I don't know a lot of these things. Was basketball invented in New England or not?
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yes, correct.
It was. And I had Dr. James Naismith at the YMCA.
Right. What year? Right. What year, Mark?
Oh, it's like 18...
Wait.
1890?
Is this stuff they teach in New England schools? Like, you all know?
Well, it's, the Hall of Fame's there, so you learn that. So
never mind
you
the take American a field Revolution. Trip to the it's like basketball.
These are the things that they teach in New England schools.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. This 2006 movie that takes place in Boston is loosely based,
Whitey Bulger, The Departed, I'm assuming.
Oh, yes.
Was that 06?
I know.
Yeah, I know.
It was on TV the other day, and that movie was so good.
I watch it every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Johnny Depp one, though?
Yeah, Black Mass.
Was that good?
Yeah, that was a more realistic interpretation of the whole situation, but I liked
Scorsese's
make.
Favorite movie that takes place in that area? There's so many good movies.
Gone Baby Gone was a good one.
Okay.
The Fighter is another great Boston movie.
Yeah. What about Ted? And Ted 2?
Ted, yeah.
Mark is always talking about
I like Ted
2.
Oh, yeah.
Ted 2
is
the best one. Why am I looking at my cards? I got nothing here.
All right. The name of the street where Fenway Park is located?
Yawkey Way.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Lansdowne is the other one.
Lansdowne's on the other side of the monster.
This is like you guys are speaking Greek.
So. Yeah.
All right. This university was founded almost 150 years before America declared independence. What is the name of the university?
Harvard.
And bonus, what city is it in?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I was like, oh, we're going history here, but okay. In 2013, last question.
Okay.
I have no idea what the score is.
I got to be winning.
You probably. Yeah. Okay. Vermont produced 42% of the nation's what?
What was the question?
Vermont produced
42%.
Maple syrup.
Okay. I was going to give you a hint, but yes, correct.
What about
maple
cheese?
Syrup?
No.
Yeah.
No cheese in
Vermont.
Oh,
we got it wrong. So, congrats. How about for Ryan Griffin winning this thing?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Now. Yes. We've got a gift here. You know what this is, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Mike's
right there.
Pastry. We got you cannolis.
We got some cannolis.
That's
what I'm talking
about.
Don't
even ask how much it costs to ship these here.
Don't eat them until after the Super Bowl.
Huh?
All right. They're kind of like.
You gotta mix your cannoli together.
Yeah, you gotta mix them together because they don't ship well.
Oh, okay.
Mike's is in the North End, by the way. It's a
Apparently
terrific
it's a
place.
Big
oh,
deal.
It's great. Yeah.
How about a Mariah Griffin, everyone? Thank you very much. Next up, Fitz Dips. We'll do fantasy football stuff. We got it all on Texans Late Night.